morning, Ireland, at 14 minutes now past 8. One driver arrested 7 times by Gardaí last year on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. The youngest driver arrested under the influence was 13, the oldest over 90. Just some of the more startling statistics from the annual report of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, the body responsible for forensically testing the samples taken from drivers. Now here's another one. The report shows that the highest alcohol level found in blood in 2023 was almost 9 times over the legal limit. Professor Dennis Cusick is the director of the Medical Bureau. Professor Cusick, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I've cherry-picked some of the more eye-watering statistics from your report there. But are you still seeing, despite all of the campaigns that we have had, a high number of drink and drug drivers and repeat offenders?
Yes, Mary, and I suppose you've quite rightly picked out the startling parts of the report. Despite everything we've done, those statistics tell us that people are still drinking to a great extent and driving. And when you pointed out there, the highest was over 400 milligrams, the legal limit for the ordinary driver being 50. So it's an enormous amount of alcohol. So it tells us it's still a big issue. There's a high number of people who are repeating offenders. There were 22 people arrested 3 times last year, and 243 drivers were arrested twice. So we've really got to look at the problem. It hasn't changed all that much, sadly, in 10 years. The average blood alcohol level is over 150. That's what it was 10 years ago. And you would think we would have improved over that time. Similarly, we have a huge drug problem. And at the side of the road, the Gardaí, with the device that is, they now have, the drug wipe 6, that detects up to 6 drugs. Cocaine is now the commonest found at the side of the road and in drivers. And when we look at it in the laboratory, we confirm it as the second highest occurring drug, second only to cannabis. So sadly, the message is people are still drinking and driving. People are taking drugs and driving. And when you look at the very, very sad figure, 132 people have been killed to date this year. The only good news on that is, if you can call it good news, is the death rate has stabilized. It did look as though we were actually going to do much worse than last year, but that's 3 less than the same time last year. And in the last few months, the death rate from road traffic crashes has gone down. So there's a little ray of hope there. We've got to keep on doing this. And I have to say, Minister Lawless held a meeting of all of the bodies involved in road safety a few weeks ago, and we're already setting out the strategy for the next phase of the road safety strategy, which starts next year to take us through the next 3 or 4 years. So there's a lot going on, and we've really got to look at the drink driving aspect. One of the things we're working on is for cars to have alcohol interlock devices. That is, if the driver has alcohol, the car will not start. And already we've approved in the Medical Bureau of Road Safety 2 of these devices. We're looking at another 3, which we hope to approve shortly. They're being used in trucks and some bus fleets on a voluntary basis, but we need to bring this in on a required basis, particularly for those drivers that we were mentioning earlier, who are drinking to high levels, who are repeat offenders. They need to be prosecuted, but they also need to have medical rehabilitation help. And I'm delighted to have been told just in the last week, formally, the National Office of Traffic Medicine under Professor Des O'Neill has been re-established to look at the medical and rehab aspects of drink driving.
Does it have a budget?
I hope so. That's a good question. No, it does, because it was set out to tender by the RSA, having been put on ice from a previous iteration about 2 years ago. But yes, it will be looking at that and advising.
Okay.
It is back.
We can certainly look at that one again. I want to interrogate some of the other figures with you, because that back to that figure of a 7 times offender. People might well ask, how did this driver get back on the road, not once, not twice, but 7 times over a period when that offender was being stopped, presumably by Gardaí, and being listed with an over the alcohol rate?
Yes, and this is actually one of the issues that has to be looked at. when a driver is arrested for intoxicated driving, they don't lose their license immediately. In some countries, they're taken off the road for a short period, or they're put through the court system very quickly. Drivers can also, at a certain level, accept the penalty in penalty points and not go to court. But if they wish to hold on to their license, they can wait for the prosecution. It could be 6 months before it starts. It could be 12 months. There could be appeals. So in the meantime, that driver continues driving, is a danger to himself and to others. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things I think that's very worrying. And that driver also needs medical and rehabilitation help for his own sake or her own sake, you know, to make sure that they don't get out there and kill somebody.
Do we need to look at the legislation around that? I mean, should somebody's car be taken from them? You know, once is one thing. Three times, four times, five times. It shouldn't happen anyway. Is there legislative change needed to ensure that that does not happen? Or even do Gardaí have enough joined up thinking to be able to look at somebody's history at that stage when they stop them or when they are arrested on suspicion of drink driving?
Well, the Gardaí actually have new technology that is really just coming to the fore now. They will be able, at the side of the road, to see the status of the driver's licence, whether they have offences and so on. But we haven't got to the stage yet where we're able to recognise that driver with those repeat offences. Mm-hmm. In some countries, yes. In fact, they will stop people driving for several hours, for a day. They will get them off the road for weeks or months. So it may well be something to look at where a person is a repeat offender, that they're actually taken off the road. But there has to be due legal process. And unfortunately, that takes time. And really, I think it's something that we may have to look at, particularly with that type of driver.
I want to look at the other question of enforcement. You'll be aware of the court service figures that said there was 170,800 new road traffic cases last year, and that was down 25%. Now, is this a real reduction, or is it down due to enforcement or a lack of enforcement?
Well, again, the Gardaí be in a better position to answer that, but I do know from the meetings we have, the Gardaí are doing their very best to have patrols out there. But the reality is, there is a difficulty with Garda recruitment at the moment, and the number of roads policing Gardaí has diminished. The Garda Commissioner did bring in the initiative that every guard would specifically take the initiative for at least 30 minutes on each of their duty rosters to do road safety enforcement. Now, they've been doing all of that, but there is no doubt, we know from our figures that drink driving hasn't gone away. We know from all our meetings that speeding hasn't gone away, and yet the prosecution's down. So this is a worry. Again, I want to give a little ray of hope. Just in the last few weeks, and it was done by the other bodies on the Road Safety Committee, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and the local authorities are working very, very hard to bring in new types of safety cameras, which most people call speed cameras. And I think that, along with drink and drug driving, they are the big factors in causing crashes. Mm-hmm. So there is a ray of hope, because, as you know, I always liked to try and give some positive news. The deaths are down, the initiatives are coming in, but at the same time, it comes back to everybody who's listening this morning, who's a driver. You or somebody you know who's driving, it's your responsibility not to drink and drive, not to speed, and also to persuade those around you to do the same, to be safe drivers. So it actually comes back to a safety message for every single one of us, despite the very, very sad toll of deaths. And also, we have to remember, for every death, there might be between 5 and 8 people. So maybe 1,000 people will be injured, and a few hundred of them will have life-shattering injuries if they survive the crash.
Indeed. Professor Dennis Cusack, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's 23 minutes past 8.